Good morning. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, speaking from Owerri, Nigeria. The thought for today, all about little children. Where do little children fit in the scheme of things? Where do little children belong? I went to a birthday party for a boy one time, and he was 13, I think it was, and we went to his grandmother's house, and she had a big cake for him, and she had a pizza for him, and his two brothers, and myself, and several other people, and his mom, and I went into the kitchen to enjoy that pizza dinner, and enjoy the cake, and so forth, and here grandma, and mama, and me were sitting up at the table, and the kids were sitting on the floor. And I thought, hey, that's not too cool. This is his birthday, you know. His birthday should be something special. He should have a place of honor. I was just a friend. I wasn't the guest of honor. He was the guest of honor, the birthday boy. So the mother and grandmother just sat talking at the table, and I got up and sat down with the kids and ate with them and enjoyed with them. And the mother and grandmother thought nothing of it. You know, they just thought, that's their place at the main table, and the kids' place are on the floor. And I thought to myself, how often do we do that with our families, you know, with our kids? We treat them like second-class citizens. And then we wonder why the kids don't act like, you know, fantastic human beings that they should be. But we don't respect them. We don't have them respect them. From my family, because I only had one kid, but in my other family, we had five kids where I was raised. And we always ate together. We always sat at the table together. We always did everything together. And when the adults came, the adults took potluck. They got the table spots where they were available. And the kids got the table spots where they were always used to having it. Now, we never made them give up the places to other people, because we always felt, hey, these kids are important. These kids are worthwhile. These kids are being taught manners, they're being taught values and so forth. And what is the worst thing that we learn all of our life? What is the most terrible thing for us to learn all of our life? And it's the word self, what? Self-confidence. The hardest thing for us to learn is self-confidence, because we're always put down. We're put down by our parents, we're put down by our peers, we're put down by our relatives. And when an auntie comes over and you say, go kiss your auntie, you know, and she's all slobbery faced, and so you try to go over and kiss her, you say, yuck, you know, and your mother says, that's not the way to act. Well, hello, auntie, I will shake your hand. If you can't keep your mouth clean so I can kiss you, I'll shake your hand, you know. And the kids, they'll say that right out. They don't pull any punches, because they don't think they're being unkind, do you? No. You think that this is a normal thing to say, whatever is the proper attitude toward anything in life. Now, when kids are raised, as you guys are raising yours, I can see, as angels, you know, with total respect for themselves and belief in themselves and admiration for themselves and dignity for themselves, do you stand tall when you're in your lovely dress? You? Yeah. You look so beautiful. When you have your beautiful dress on, you just say, look, aren't I beautiful? You know? And this little princess here, my goodness, she's wearing this pink outfit. You'd think she should have on dungarees so she could go out and play. But I mean, who can play in this thing here? You want to keep it all so pretty, right? You like a pretty dress like that? Mm-hmm. Is that your idea to wear that pretty dress? Mm-hmm. Okay, then wear it. But most of the time, it's the parents, you know, they want dressing up the kids and dress them up and show them off. And with all your kids are showing off, you know, they're rather fantastic. But it's just a good example. But self-confidence is the hardest thing for all of us to handle in our life. And if we can start early in our years, when we're just little punks like this here, and teach them that they have worth. Lord Johnson whispered in the ear of Stanislaus, can I please have a napkin? Don't tell anybody I want a napkin, but can I have a napkin? And Stanislaus said, "Why, sure, I'd be glad to reach it for you." And he reached it, and I said, "Stanislaus, is he really worth it?" I said, "Lord Johnson, are you worth a napkin? You deserve a napkin?" And he said, "He had to think about it first, you know." And then he said, "Yes, you know, but he had to think about it first." And this is what we do. We are so raised at thinking we're inferior and that we're not worthy of these things that we have, "Can I please have a napkin?" when they're not looking, you know. When Sam and Sybil aren't looking, can you reach me a napkin? They might not want me to take them up because, you know, I'm only worth eating their food and not having their napkins. But you are. They put them right behind you. They knew that you were a napkin user. You know, it's right there by your head there. And they didn't forget you. They didn't forget any of us. Sam and Sybil, they treat us all like their children. They treat us all with love and respect and honor. And this is what we want to learn, to treat our children with love, respect, and honor. And we've all got children. You have two. Yours is growing. And mine is growing. Mine is growing.
Yeah,
growing.
Yeah, they're all big now.
Yeah, they're all big now. Mine is 52 years old, you know. How about that? And I treat him just like a kid. He's a wonderful kid. But when he was growing up, I taught him respect for himself, respect for the dishes and the things, you know. At the ranch, I teach them respect for dishes, too. We have a dishwasher. And the dishwasher has a whirling thing on the top that goes spinning around. And I bought him all brand new, beautiful glass dishes and glass plates and everything. Well, they pile stuff in the dishwasher so that the dishes are standing up on the top. So when the metal arm goes around, it goes clang, 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 and breaking all of the beautiful dishes. And I said, "Hey, what's this all about?" They said, "Well, it's an accident." I said, "No, it's not." I said, "It's carelessness. You didn't pay attention to what you were doing. You didn't check to see how the machine worked and then make sure you pack it properly, you know." I said, "Another time I see this, the machine goes off. You do it by hand. And then another time I see this, carelessness, the dishes go, and you eat by hand." No dishes. So you eat right off the surface of the table. And I did that to them one time. I did that to them one time. For 3 months. 3 months, they ate with their hands. And after I told them to eat with their silverware again, they said, "It's no fun. I like eating with my hands." That's nice. That's fun, you know. But this is all part of growing up and having respect for yourself and having respect for your children and having respect for themselves. And
do you like yourself, boy? You think you're a neat guy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyone who wears a vest like that, he's got to have, "I'm pretty wonderful. I'm pretty attractive." Oh, you're going to join us. You're coming in from the outer 40 there, huh? Great. Emma is seated in one of the other tables away from the main table. And the children were seated away from the main table. And are the children going to attend the seminar from now on? Is that yes or is that yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are they seminar participants?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And are they going to participate in all the activities we do?
They've already got their seats.
There you go. They've already got their seat. You got your seat already. You like your seat up there? Is that a nice seat to sit on? I like it. She answers questions.
She's very friendly. Huh? She's very friendly.
Yeah. Oh, they're all bright. But this one here, she talks with him.
You're a lover.
She's a sweetheart. So, children are wonderful. And children are the adults of tomorrow. And when we treat children today with the respect we expect them to have for themselves and others tomorrow, they will have that respect. But if we don't teach them that respect, where are they going to learn it? If they don't learn it in their home, if they don't learn it in their family, they should learn that they are people. They're not children. They're not kids that, you know, you do things with, you sell them if they're not good. You don't do things like that. They are people, and they are people with value and people with worth. And this is what I do when I go around the world talking to different families and different communities. Because in some communities, the kids, you know, are swept under the rug. And how they ever come out, I never know. But the adults that feel so superior to the kids should be seen and not heard. Not even seen sometimes. But I've been taking lessons from Endless, and he's been telling me how to treat children and how to raise children and how to love children and how to get the most out of the experiences we have with children. Correct? Correct. Endless is a children's man. So, for our thought for today, the respect that we show to children today is the respect that the children show to our society tomorrow and today. And it means that we have to do it all the time, every moment. And sometimes if it means sitting on the floor with the kids, because it's all the room there is, then sit on the floor with the kids and have fun with them. I know I just love being with children. I enjoy their company so much. And I've just finished a whole seminar in Switzerland on raising children and how people can get along much better with their children if they will just show them one little thing. Still?
Unconditional
love. A simple thing to learn, huh? Just give without any conditions. And when you do that, then you are giving as a little child. And then you're doing what Jesus said, let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Wonderful, isn't it?
Wonderful.
We live a great life.
Say hi.
Hi.
Thank you. That was the pink dressed young lady here saying hi. Okay, have a lovely day. I love you.